But so far we've been talking about the laundry once again. It's a frequent topic on the show because of my absolute hatred for it. I despise doing laundry. It's a terrible chore. I suck at it. Like, I'll do laundry, I'll dry it, and I'll take it up and leave it to just wrinkle. I won't hang it up in time. I suck at folding it. I hate it. It's demoralizing. I can't stand doing it. So finally, someone goes, "Hey, moron, why don't you just take it to the laundromat and have them do it for you?" And I go, "Aha, that sounds like a good idea. I'll do that." But then I started thinking, my imagination started going into overdrive. Imagine that. And I started picturing the idea of some greasy dude handling my laundry. Actually, I don't know if it would matter. I think just any dude touching my laundry is really too much, you know?
Maybe.
What, you don't agree with this?
I don't know. I mean, what if he's a clean dude and he doesn't sniff your underpants?
You never know. It's hard to... I know you go to the Kansas Sex Offenders website.
What if an old lady sniffs your underwear? Is that okay?
Yes, that's better than some dude.
Okay.
It is.
I'd just be... somebody sniffing your underwear is wrong. It doesn't matter if they're a dude or a lady.
But it's more offensive if it's a dude.
Is it? No. What if the lady has a mustache? Would it be more offensive then?
Oh, that's... Yeah, I don't know. If she has a bad stash, that's going to make her worse than someone who doesn't have a stash. That's certain, yeah. But, you know, like I said, you're like, what if it's a clean cut dude? What if he looks normal? Nah, I don't think so. I don't think that's possible. You know? It's probably some dude who works at a laundromat right now and just tear going down his cheek. Sticks things in my dirt paw. You know? But they probably, I don't really see any dude doing that, you know? I don't see it, but I could see it happening to me. You know what I mean? I don't see it coming, but I know, like, the first time it ever happened, the first time a dude would do someone else's laundry for cash, it'd be me that was the victim. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Isn't there something just a little bit creepy about having a guy touch your laundry? And this goes, I mean, obviously guys are anti other guys touching their clothing and stuff. It just doesn't seem right. But I would think women would be the same way. You know what I mean? You find out some dude's doing your laundry, you have no idea what he's doing in his alone time. Right? He's alone with the laundry. You know, and that... Was that his dream growing up? I want to do other people's laundry. You know? Yeah. See? Think about it. Anyone whose dream it is to go and do someone else's laundry, especially if they're a dude, something wrong with that.
Hey, I think you shouldn't let any dude touch your drawers. That's just wrong.
Yeah.
Have my ex do my laundry.
You let who does your laundry?
My ex does my laundry.
How'd you work that deal out?
Hey, well, you know, she needs money, I need clean clothes.
Got a good lawyer.
Yeah, I guess so.
It works out.
Yeah, I don't know. There's just something disheartening about a dude doing laundry for a living, A, and then the fact that a guy's, like, touching my clothes at all in the first place is also troublesome to me.
No dude should touch laundry, man. That's wrong.
All right, so I'm right in freaking out.
You might sniff your drawers or something. That's
Yeah, I know. That's what I have in my head is, like, this greasy, like, unclean, unshaven, just disgusting dude. Like, just...
Definitely. You know, just, that's why he works there. Just.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in. Did he explode?
No. He just turned into paper and crinkled up.
Oh, okay.